Wonderful. Good morning, everybody. How are you? Oh, that kind of was weak. Good morning, everybody. How are you? Great. Awesome. Very good. My name is Ann Hanshu, and I am from Terre Haute, Indiana. I currently live in Terre Haute, okay? I'm from South Bend, Indiana, originally. But I have the privilege of working with all the United Methodist churches across the state, called the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church. I serve as the person in charge of helping churches in the area of discipleship development. And I've been privileged to work since last spring with your pastoral team here at Carmel UMC, and looking at going into 2018, how do we really focus, get our focus back on the most basic premise of why the church exists, and that's to make disciples. And in order to make disciples, you have to understand what is a disciple, how does a disciple live, how does a disciple grow, how does a disciple impact those currently around us, as well as those that we have yet to reach. And so when Scott found out that he needed another week to rest his voice and not do two sermons today, he called and asked if I would be able and willing to step in, and that was a privilege. I was just here a couple weeks ago preaching when Pastor Patty was gone in the traditional service, and a number of people said, I hope you come back soon. Well, I kind of didn't expect to be back this soon, but again, it was a nice surprise. So what I want to talk about this morning is one of the words that came up in your video today was about perspective. And perspective is such a good thing to have in our lives, and especially in the area of gratitude and being grateful. Now, you've heard for weeks and all of this week everything about thankfulness and being thankful, right? Of course, it's the season for that. And it's a wonderful season that we go into Advent, which is the beginning of following the birth of Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful attitude to take into Advent, that attitude of being thankful. But I want to talk about the difference between being grateful and being thankful, because there is a difference, isn't there? You might not have thought about it too much before, but I've studied a lot of passages in Scripture before, and I really have come to find that there's a great difference between the two, especially if you are not a person who's developed a true relationship with God. Now, thankfulness, that pretty much serves as an adjective to describe something. And almost always you will find, in order to be thankful, there's a receiver and a giver in that process. Something or someone has caused that time of thankfulness. And so, of course, you can think of all kinds of things to be thankful for. Thankful for my daughter that she learned how to make my mother's stuffing for Thanksgiving before my mother passed away. When I enjoy that stuffing, that dressing every Thanksgiving, it gives me that moment of thankfulness that I had the mother that I had and the daughter who wanted to learn from my own mother. Many things that we can be thankful for. But grateful and gratefulness is a little bit different than being simply thankful for something or someone that has entered your life. Gratitude or being grateful is a noun. And what it implies is that we are just in the state of being grateful. Being grateful for what is, for what is, not a matter of an exchange, but being grateful for what is. In the book of James, in the New Testament, in the first chapter, and I'm going to talk specifically about verses 16 and 18 in that book, but in that first chapter, James, who is the half-brother of Jesus, is talking to all of those persons that have been scattered because of Christianity coming into their space and time. And James, of course, being half-brother of Jesus, probably experienced some real highs and some real lows. Would you agree with that? Absolutely. But in this passage, he says to all those he's speaking to, don't get thrown off course. And what's the course? The course is following Jesus, right? Living a life of gratitude. Don't get thrown off of that. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light that are cascading down from the Father of light. Of course, the Father of light is God. And there's nothing deceitful in God. There is nothing two-faced about God. And there's nothing fickle about God. He brought us to life using the true word, and showing us off as the crown of all of his creatures. God's showing you off. God's showing you off. And all of you off. You are his creatures that he is so proud to say, "These are my children." And that light that James talks about, that light is constant flowing like rivers of light coming down on you. Normally, light casts different shadows, right? Casts different shadows over time. But God's light never changes. It consistently is brightly shining down. And that light is all good things. God's protection and God's provision that he intends for you. Three of my four grandchildren are with me today. They sat through first service, so they didn't really choose to listen to their grandmother a second time today. And so they're out in the lobby area, but we were talking about being grateful and about God's unending ability to be God. And God never changes. God is always about our provision and our protection. And we were talking about the difference between being thankful and grateful. Now, their father, my son-in-law, Isaac, has been deployed several times. And I asked my oldest granddaughter, I said, "Were you thankful that your dad was deployed, especially this last time with the Army?" And she said, "There's no way I was thankful." And my grandson, who drives my 13-year-old granddaughter crazy, and he's 9, said, "Well, I was thankful." And both his sisters rolled their eyes, and they said, "Why would you be thankful that Dad was deployed again and away for 9 months?" And he said, "Well, I was thankful because I got to spend a lot more time with you, Nene." That's what they call me. And they both said, "Oh," smacked him, and said, "That's ridiculous. You're just trying to brown nose your grandma, right?" And I said, "Well, I'm glad you're thankful you got to spend time with me." And there are ways to be thankful, even in the difficulties. But how grateful were you during the time of your dad's deployment? They love traveling with their grandma and being asked hard questions all the time. And they stopped and they really thought about it. And we talked about the difference between grateful and thankfulness. I couldn't talk about this in the first service because they were here and they hate when I talk about them, right? So we were talking about the differences in that. And Caitlin, my 11-year-old granddaughter, she said, "Well, I guess grateful is that even if something happened to my dad, I know God would take care of him." Bingo, right? I wasn't thankful that my dad was deployed and in dangerous way and away from all of us again. But I was grateful knowing that my dad was always going to be protected by God, no matter what. Do we live that way? It's one thing to be grateful, but it's another thing to truly live out of your gratefulness. There's many things that we're thankful for. You know, we all want, right? And we all expect almost to receive. And that's an easy way to say thank you. But in your dark days, in your dark moments, when your friends have turned their backs on you, when your marriage has fallen apart, when the bills are overwhelming, in all of the difficulties that came up in that video, were you still grateful? It's all about perspective. And a lot of that perspective comes from what you truly believe about God. There's many people in this world who believe in God. But gratitude is about believing God. Believing that God is a God of promise, a God that really is about our protection and our provision. It's very important that you have really developed a sense of gratitude in your life before something difficult enters your life. Would you agree with that? Because at that moment of distress and that moment of disappointment and that moment of not knowing what to do, that's not when you want to start believing that God is who God says God is. When you have truly believed that for yourself and those difficult times come, it is much different perspective than those who haven't developed that kind of relationship with God and truly understood that kind of truth. My best friend in Terre Haute almost 3 weeks ago was hit by a car. She was hit by the car, flipped over, ended up underneath the car, and we're grateful that she's still alive. She had to be airlifted to St. Vincent's in the Indianapolis area. And she was just released last week to go into rehab for anywhere between 2 to 8 weeks. And a lot of people would bemoan the fact that how could God let that happen to somebody like Gayla? Well, God didn't cause that accident to happen, but it did. And can I tell you, the perspective that my friend Gayla has because of her relationship with God has made a huge difference in the rehab center that she's in. Because she demonstrates every day a positive attitude of gratitude. Not just for being alive still, but for the multitudes of everything every day she is experiencing. The love and the kindness and the skills of the doctors and those in rehab. The people who have stepped up and helped her family and friends who have constantly been in prayer and have reached out to a multitude of churches that have all been praying for her to accept whatever it is she needs to accept in this time of difficulty. That's what James was telling those who were facing persecution and difficulties at the time that he writes about in that first chapter. He said, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. My friend Gayla developed an attitude of gratitude over a process of growing as a disciple. Unfortunately, her husband, Mike, who's a wonderful guy, gives in many different ways to the community. Mike is very bitter right now. He's bitter about the person that hit his wife. He's bitter about the insurance company. He's bitter that Gayla couldn't come back to Terre Haute to a rehab center. He's bitter, he's bitter, he's bitter, he's bitter. Mike has never really developed a relationship, although he believes in God. Mike doesn't truly believe God. And it shows up in everything. I used to be that way. In my 20s, I had to take a job so that I could help my family out. And it involved sales. It was the best way that I could make the kind of money that needed to go back home to my parents and my younger brother, who would be graduating from high school and deserve the same opportunities as the other three of us had had. And I had to travel around a lot. I didn't have an office. My boss was in Nyack, New York. And at the end of every day, I would have to gather up all my information. And at 11 o'clock every night, I would have to call in my sales report. It was a job I had to do. I had no passion for it. And everything about my attitude stunk. And it showed up when I called in my boss every night. He would hear me moan and groan and complain. I know none of you have ever been there before, but when you're that kind of person, you kind of repel people. They don't really want to gather around you. And my boss got to the point he didn't even want to pick up the phone for my 11 o'clock reports. And one night he said, Annie, before you begin, I want to tell you a new rule that we have for you. And he said, this is the new rule. Before you call and tell me anything about your sales, I want you to tell me the three best things that happened to you that day. I thought, well, that's the strangest rule I've ever heard a company have. It was a rule for me. And so that next day, I had to really search for three good things. It was a particularly bad day for me. And so when I called in, I said, he said, remember, three good things. I said, yeah, I woke up this morning. That's one. My car didn't break down. That's two. My attitude still wasn't where it needed to be, was it? But over a course of time, when I was looking for the good things, what do you think happened? The good things appeared, didn't they? God had always shown those things down to me. But because of my own selfishness, because of my own perspective of life at that time, I was looking at the negative of every situation. The perspective was to tell me to look at God's perspective, not the world's perspective. And that's what's important about growing as a disciple. When you truly believe God, you become a person who is positive. You're positive. That's the only way people want to be around you, if you're a positive kind of person. If you're humble and you're peaceful, that's a situation where people say, wow, in those difficult times, how can you give praise still to God? How can you still experience joy in this world and not be all about worry and anger and frustration? Even in the difficult times, are you thoughtful of other people? Are you generous with what you do have? Are you friendly and are you contagious in where you believe life should be and should be all about? And when you serve, do you serve with a servant's heart? And do you give your offerings with a generous heart? Or do you do those things out of obligation? See, when you have the perspective of gratitude, you want to give back. You have to give back. Because you look at everything that has been a blessing for you. And that's where you focus. A couple of weeks ago, one of our associate pastors shared this in his message, and I thought it was really appropriate for now. It starts out this letter, "Dear Mom and Dad, sorry it's been a while since you have heard from me. It's been an eventful time away at college. First of all, I want you to know I met a great group of friends. They have been so generous to me. At a party, they were sharing great stuff. I think it might be what has caused me to be so absent-minded lately. And they looked after me, especially when I ended up in the ER. Don't worry, I'm okay. Chuck told me I probably just need to learn to chill out in new ways, like doing yoga or buying those essential oils. That's what he does. Oh, and who's Chuck? Well, I met him in the ER that night, and he's a great guy. You'll like him a lot. I've told him all about you, and he said they'll be great grandparents. That's right, you're going to be grandparents. Don't worry, Chuck's older and wiser and has a steady job. Now, before you really have a heart attack, please know this. I haven't partied with a new crowd. I haven't done drugs or ended up in the ER. There's no Chuck, and I definitely am not pregnant. But I have gotten an F in chemistry this semester. And I just hoped it would keep things in perspective when I let you know. Perspective. It's always about perspective. So thankfulness. Yes, we have many reasons to be thankful, and I hope that you express your thankfulness for the multitude of ways that it's demonstrated to us all the time. But are you living a life of gratitude, of being grateful, despite your circumstances, despite the downtimes in life? You know, one of the other things I learned to do over time as I've developed a relationship with God is to tell myself when I wake up in the morning, instead of worrying and fretting and bemoaning about what the day brings, Ever done that? Oh, Lord, I got to do this and that and this and that, right? Instead, I have trained myself to wake up and say, God, thank you that you have given me this day and help me to see the many blessings that are out there for me today. Changes my perspective from the moment I wake up. And when I go to bed at night, I wish I was a journaler because I think it would be a great blessing to me, and I hope if you are, you might consider doing this. But before I go to bed at night, I look back at the day. And instead of going to bed, filling my mind up with all the things that didn't happen or did happen that day, I try to fill my mind up with all the things that help me to acknowledge that no matter what, God was always there with me and for me. And when you go to bed at night with a heart of gratitude, it can make all the difference in the world. And so I challenge you. In all things, like the video said, please rejoice always. You don't have to be thankful, but rejoice always. Pray continually and give thanks in all things because God is in the middle of all things, the good, the difficult. The light never dims when God is in the midst of it. So can you take this message from James? Don't be thrown off the course that the world will try to throw you off of. Stay committed to building that relationship with Christ. Look each day for the blessings that you have been given. Live out a life of gratitude to where you are an example to others. That this world isn't just about being thankful for all that you've got, but being grateful for all that God is. Amen? So, dear Heavenly Father, today, as we end this season of Thanksgiving and go into the incredible joys of Advent, let us please, God, be focused more on gratitude and living out of a heart of gratitude and not expectation for our own selfish desires. And God, thank you that we can count on you to be that God of light who will never leave us or forsake us. Amen.